The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav, invokes a rule, two rules, which seem to be in contradiction to one another, about the ability of one Beis Din to reverse the gzeira of a different Beis Din. The first rule that the Gemara invokes is that if a gzeira is Pashta B'Rav Yisrael, if it's Yichol Rav HaTzibur L'Amoy, if everybody accepted the gzeira, so then, it can never be overturned. For example, the Gzeirois Yudches Davar, the 18 things that Beis Shammai were misaking in Hilchos Tuma V'Tahara in Maseches Shabbos, can never be overturned, says the Gemara. Because it was Pashta B'Rav Yisrael, it was accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. And on the other hand, the Gemara says that a Beis Din that's gadol mechaveroi b'chachma u'b'minyan, a Beis Din which is greater than the original Beis Din in wisdom and in numbers, is able to overturn a gzeira of the original Beis Din. And these two seem to be in contradiction. The first seems to indicate that a gzeira which is pashta b'rav Yisrael cannot be overturned. The second seems to indicate that it can be overturned. So Tosfos tells us that there's three separate levels. He says, first of all, Inochinami, if it was accepted by most of Klal Yisrael, it cannot be overturned. He says, then, if it was not accepted by most of Klal Yisrael, but nevertheless it wasn't impassable for most of Klal Yisrael to observe, then it requires a greater Beis Din to reverse it. A smaller Beis Din cannot reverse it. And finally, if it was a gzeira, which it became clear that even from the outset it was impassable for most of Klal Yisrael to observe it, such a gzeira, says Tosfos, can be overturned by any Beis Din and doesn't require a Beis Din of greater numbers. Says Shitas HaTosfos and many Rishonim. In contrast to Tosfos, however, the Rambam has a different resolution. The Rambam differentiates between gzeros, whose main purpose is to guard a din d'oraisa, and gzeros, which were instituted by Chazal as expansions of Torah values and ideals. With regard to the first gzera, says the Rambam, it can never be overturned if it was Pashta B'Rav Yisrael. If the gzeira was instituted to make sure that people don't transgress a mitzvah d'oraisa, then it cannot be overturned. However, if the gzeira was instituted simply as an expansion of Torah ideals in order to bring the conduct of the Jewish nation more in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eschatological vision of Kol Banayich Limudei Hashem, everyone acting in the most proper manner, so then, even if it was Pashta B'Rav Yisrael, a leader based in is able to overturn it, because it wasn't originally instituted in order to protect a din d'oraisa. This is the Rambam's Yishuv. For the stira, he says, it's not a question like Tosfos of whether it was Pashta B'Rav Yisrael or whether it was Yachal Rav HaTzibur L'Amoy Boy, but rather it's a question of which area the gzeira was shayach to. What emerges is that according to Tosfos, so anything which is Pashta B'Rav Yisrael, no matter what, cannot be overturned. And according to the Rambam, so there are some things which, even if they are Pashta B'Rav Yisrael, may indeed be overturned. Now, Rabbi Levenberg from Lakewood in his Sefer Imrei Chen has a beautiful hesber for this machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. And it's muchach, it's a compelling hesber from a number of proofs which we won't have time to bring right now. But he basically says as follows. according to the Rambam, the role of Pashta Berov Yisrael, the role of the fact that the Tzibur was Makabel this Gzeira, is simply to cement the Gzeira in place. The Kabbalah of the Tzibur doesn't have any independent ability to imbue the particular pattern of conduct demanded by the Gzeira with any inherent significance. The significance is given to this pattern of actions by the Takana, by the legislation of the Beis Din HaGadol, and then the Kabbalah of the Tzibur simply cements it into place so that it cannot be overturned. However, for Tosfos, and says Rav Leib Levenberg, for the Ravid, so it's not that these two are both contributing. The Takana and the acceptance of the Takana both contribute to cement each other into place, but rather, he says, they're separate entities entirely. Each one has an independent effect on the Gzeira and on the pattern of conduct. The Takana mandates the pattern of conduct, and independently of that, the Minhag, the Pashta B'Rav Yisrael, the fact that Klal Yisrael began to act in a manner that accords with the Gzeira, independently makes the Gzeira binding and irreversible. And based on this, Rabbi Levenberg wants to explain a number of very interesting chidushim. He says, first of all, a big question that the Achronim ask is, why is it that the Shulchan Aruch, Sefer Shulchan Aruch, why is that a binding halachic sefer? If a person learns Gemara and comes to a conclusion which is against the Shulchan Aruch, why shouldn't he follow his conclusion? Why should he follow the Shulchan Aruch? So the Vilna Gaon says that the reason is because the Shulchan Aruch was nispashta b'rov Yisrael. It was accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael, since the Shulchan Aruch was written practically, has in practice observed almost all the rulings of the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, those rulings become sacrosanct, says the Gra, says the Gaon, and they can't be overturned. Now, this is only works according to Tosfos. It doesn't work according to the Rambam. According to Tosfos, the conduct of Klal Yisrael is an independent binding agent that makes a particular pattern of conduct into halacha. It's independent. Therefore, since Klal Yisrael independently chose to follow the Shulchan Aruch, it was Pashta B'Rov Yisrael, therefore, according to Tosfos, it's possible for the Shulchan Aruch to be binding, just from that alone. According to the Rambam, however, the conduct of Klal Yisrael, its acceptance of certain minhag, or pattern of behavior, alone may not make that pattern of behavior binding, much less irreversible. The only time that the minhag Yisrael renders something irreversible is when that something was originally a Takanas Chachamim. Because the Minhag Yisrael only impacts on Takanas Chachamim. It doesn't independently create a Chiyuv to follow and to observe. Therefore, according to the Rambam, this Vilna Gaon is more questionable. According to the Rambam, indeed, perhaps people, if they're sufficiently well-versed, meaning they know Shas with Rishonim and Poiskim, Tur, Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, Shach, all of the Rishonim, then maybe they're qualified to pass in differently from the Shulchan Aruch, and they're not bound to follow the Pesachim of the Shulchan Aruch based on Minhag Yisrael. But according to the Ravid and Tosfos and most other Rishonim, Minhag Yisrael is independently binding, and therefore, because Klal Yisrael now Kiilu have a Minhag to follow Shulchan Aruch, that the Pesachim of the Shulchan Aruch are irreversible, even by a person who's a tremendous Gaon and a Baki in Kol Chadrei Torah. Now, this is relevant to another Mimra. The Gemara says in Yevamos that if Eliyahu HaNavi were to come and tell us that we should do chalitza in a different way that we're doing it, then we wouldn't listen to him. Even if Eliyahu Navi were to come and tell us this. And the Yerushalmi explains, because minhag mevatel halacha, because the minhag, the conduct that Klal Yisrael has adapted, you almost unanimously, is mevatel halacha, even if Eliyahu Navi were to come and tell us, based on his bekiyus in Kol HaTorah Kula, and tell us that we should be doing it differently, because Klal Yisrael was nohig, the way it was nohig, we wouldn't listen to Eliyahu Navi. And this, on the surface, seems to be a raya to Tosfos. Because it seems that Minhag Yisrael is an independent binding factor. There was no gzeira or takana that chalitza should be done the way that we do it. We simply have done it because that's what our minhag is. So it seems, therefore, that just minhag alone, even without a takana's chachamim, is sufficient to be mevatel, you know, even the biggest bakis psak halacha. However, the Rambam and the Meiri have a different reading of this Gemara in Yevamos. The Rambam says, it doesn't mean that minog is mevatel halacha, that if a big chacham and a goyin comes and tells us that alpi, the Gemara, and the Rishonim, and Shulchan Aruch, and Paiskim, that we should arrive at a psak which differs from the minhag, that the minhag still is mevatel that halacha. Rather, says the Rambam, it means dafka Eliyahu HaNavi's halacha, because Torah loy b'shamayim hi, because a Navi who reports min ha-shamayim that this is the halacha, that type of thing is not sufficient to change our practice. But in achinami, if a chacham shaloy alpi nevuah, or even a Navi acting or telling us the halacha based on his bekius in Chazal rather than based on a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a chacham or a Navi bivichinas chacham tells us that this minhag is incorrect and we should do otherwise, so then Taka, says the Rambam, we would listen. But for Tosfos, we wouldn't listen, because the minhag is kiilu Torah, as long as it's not a minhag Tos. There are many minhagim which are not even minhagim, but as long as it's a minhag which is defensible, you know, within, you know, the realm of halacha, if it's a defensible minhag and there were big chachamim of previous generations that held of it, so then even a biggest chacham in this generation can't change it. That's the Rambam's dechiyah. The Meiri also has another dechiyah of that memra about Eliyahu HaNavi. Says also that it's not referring to all minhagim, it's referring to only a very specific subcategory of minhagim. This is machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos holds that Pashta B'Rav Yisrael alone makes something binding and irreversible. The Rambam holds that Pashta B'Rav Yisrael alone does not make something binding and irreversible. All that it does is it renders an already existing gzeira of Chazal irreversible. And even then, only in areas where it's done lasei siyag l'Torah, not in areas where it's simply an expansion, right, of the Torah's ideals.